Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, beginning in the United States. Malcolm, anti-Semitism is a plague upon the earth for decades, and we have covered it extensively these last years, but now it's here in the United States, and it's surprising, and at the same time, there are tools to push it back. What is your measure of how that is going? The universities, the colleges, the outside funding that is driving it, is there success or the beginning of success to push it out of America? Good evening again.
Good evening. I do not think we can claim a success. I think that there is greater awareness, and I think the courageous actions of people like Mr. Ackman and others to stand up and speak out about Harvard, the situation in Harvard, which has been long underway, the number of lawsuits that have been filed. I just saw American University yesterday, but there are many where students, Jewish and non-Jewish, and faculty are finally standing up and speaking about the discrimination they face, the anti-Semitism that has become rampant on many of these campuses, and Harvard ranking the worst for free speech. The incident with the three presidents, with their interview with them and the members of Congress, I think was a turning point. It brought the message home to many people. A billion people saw the broadcast of the questioning of the three presidents, who said things even beyond what was focused on, where they wouldn't recognize and say that Israel, they recognize Israel as a Jewish state. They've said they could recognize it as a state. But they also would not condemn anti-Semitism and talk about genocide as in its appropriate terms. So we are seeing a new awakening. I think many people who try to brush us under the rug recognize that that was a mistake, and that it only an open confrontation, exposing those responsible, naming names, and holding them to account. And we now know that Qatar, for instance, has poured billions and billions of dollars, that's B, not M, billions of dollars onto our campuses, where, for which they get scholarships and they get to influence the choice of faculty. But more than that, there's a direct correlation between this foreign funding and increased anti-Semitism, because they do indicate the directions and the instructions and the distortion and misrepresentations that are inherent in the educational system. And much to our chagrin, we're finding out that this is true even in the public school system in New York City and elsewhere. The Qatar Foundation poured money into Arab arts and culture and other classes, but they had maps which didn't have Israel on it. It was removed, but the superintendent put out a statement saying, well, we've done this for 12 years. 12 years. And the atmosphere on so many of the public schools, the high schools, even middle schools, has become treacherous for teachers and for students. So, John, I can't say, I mean, we've won battles. We have not won the war. And there are many more creative things. We're getting much more information. And the more we find out, the more troubling the situation and the reality is.
To Israel. You recently have returned from Israel, Malcolm. The hostages, and especially the hostage families, are much in the news. I read the Times of Israel and the Jerusalem Post. The hostages' families can be extremely upsetting, making claims. Is there any response to the hostage families that can in some way get them through this period, Malcolm, or do they just live day for day? What's your opinion?
They do live hour to hour, minute to minute, because it's questions, and even not knowing if they knew, if God forbid the outcome were bad, at least they would know, they would have some rest, they would have some If they had an opportunity to properly treat the those who have been killed. We know that a number of the hostages have been killed. We heard the story yesterday that one of the terrorists, and unfortunately there were many citizens who followed the initial group of terrorists, they cut off the heads of some of the victims, and he was trying to sell it for $10,000 in Gaza, and he brought it. It's in a refrigerator in Gaza. I mean, it's just the barbarism continues to shock people. There is a film that is being seen by many leaders, which finally brings home the message because they played it down. They seem to have forgotten what happened on October 7th. And the hostage families, you know, have been carrying on this battle for 103 days because they don't have a minute's rest. There's not a moment where they're not worried about the loved ones. They're thinking about what torturous treatment they've been through. And as hostages who have been released recount the terror, the horror of what they saw. And it took them weeks, some of them, after they got back, before they had the confidence to speak out. And you can imagine the mental health problems that will resound from kids having seen their parents massacred, parents seeing their kids massacred, the ongoing treatment and abuse that especially women were subjected to, and the silence that we talked to the ambassador about. So the comfort is that people care, and that people around the world, non-Jewish, non-Jews, I'm talking about leaders of countries, leaders of religious leaders, others, are speaking up for them. And that is the greatest comfort, that they know they're not forgotten. And that's the message that the hostages are given, that there's no demonstrations in the world. Nobody remembers you. Everybody's forgotten about you. Hopefully they know that's not true.
More than 100 days of war. At some point, it was reported that the whole nation is in a trauma. Is that lifting, Malcolm?
I think that I don't know if they're still in trauma. I would say that they are still in a deep state of concern, and the shock of the initial events has diminished, but not the commitment, which I think is truly remarkable, that after 100 days, people are as committed as they were on that first day. The soldiers are fighting and involved and engaged in such heroic acts as if it was the first day. And they say there's no diminution. They're prepared. Those that have been released now, and, you know, several brigades have been removed from Gaza, they're prepared to go back tomorrow. And even though their jobs have been on hold, their income, many, you know, businesses had to be closed because of it. And yet you see the resolve of every sector in the agriculture, which suffered because of the lack of workers. One group of decommissioned soldiers yesterday didn't go home. They went instead to the farm of one of their members of their unit to pick the fruit and to save the farm. It's a universal, the amount of kindness and the sacrifice that people are making, and sending food every night to the soldiers, sending clothing and mobilizing. So the shock may be diminished. The sadness has not. The funerals continue. Almost 200 soldiers have been killed. But many, you know, funerals without bodies had to take place because they only found out that the bodies were taken to Gaza or burnt, and especially in the case of children. So it'll take many years, John, till there's a full reckoning with this and a beginning of to be able to turn it around. But the resolve, the commitment to continue life, is the commitment to the state. When you see the people marching with the flags, it's truly remarkable and inspiring.
Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, commenting on what we know now after 100-plus days of the war in Gaza. The war in the Houthis is just starting, and other conflict zones are possible. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.